special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Special day because it's Super Bowl Sunday, baby. Super Bowl 59 is upon us. We've got a rematch from a couple years ago. The Kansas City Chiefs playing the Philadelphia Eagles. What a day, what a day, baby. Other things happening in the sports world as well. People got to remember that. We've got the Waste Management Open happening here in Phoenix, Arizona. Day four will be a special one, I'm sure. It's an amazing event, crazy event, awesome event. However you want to throw it, it's just spectacular, baby. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
I am doing good. You know, you're talking about the Wasted Management Open up there. Yeah, it's a great scene. Football today. Celtics take the Knicks to the woodshed last night. It's been a good past 12 hours for me, but I'm looking forward to Super Bowl Sunday with you, partner. Let's get to it.
Yeah, you know, it's a special day, man. Anybody playing on today, like any other team sport playing today, you're kind of like the warm-up to the big deal. But it is a special day to be playing whatever sport you're playing. And my Milwaukee Bucks will be playing at straight up noon, baby. So, yeah, it's a great day, man. Keep it close, everybody. We're just getting loose. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care. Keep it close. We'll be right back, everybody.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago. And it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way. It's 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Look, I do want to spend a lot of the show, obviously, talking about Super Bowl 59. However, you did mention the Boston Celtics playing last night, playing the New York Knickerbockers in Madison Square Garden. If I remember correctly, the final score was 131 to 104. I'm not even looking at it right now. Jason Tatum was playing fantastic. I don't know what's going on. I'll be honest with you, man. Like I know that they've been playing like relatively well, but honestly, I just see them having matchup problems like all over the freaking place, bro. I'm not so sure. I'm high on the New York Knickerbockers, I'll be honest with you. But here's what I will say about your Boston Celtics, right? You know, a couple few days ago or last week maybe even, people were starting to say, hey, what's going on with the Boston Celtics? They're kind of this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Like I've always said to you, when they're hitting their threes, man, they're basically unbeatable. Oh, and by the way, now that I'm thinking about this, they did that last night without Drew, man. Drew didn't even play. Drew took the night off. So I think that the Boston Celtics are really, really good, bro. I love your Boston Celtics, like no joke. I think that Cleveland has figured a few things out. I think they made a decent move at the deadline, giving them a little bit more size. I don't know, man. I still think it's really about Boston, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I know that they've kind of taken their lumps a little bit this season, right? Like, you know, they've got more losses than I thought than probably what we expected at this point. I mean, 16 losses. They're 5.5 games out of first place in the Eastern Conference. But ultimately, man, I'm telling you right now, I believe in your Boston Celtics, and I think I still think they're the best team in the East, and I don't care what the records say. What say you?
No, I think I'm right there with you in terms of they're the best team in the East for sure. They've done it before. They know how to win. The one thing that gets to me a little bit is just the over reliance on the three ball. And when it's not going, I mean, just like when it's going, like last night, there isn't anybody out there that's going to beat them 4 out of 7. The way they played against Cleveland earlier in the week, and then the way they played last night against New York, two of the top teams in the East, and they played that way, they ain't getting beat 4 out of 7. I just don't see it. But then you have games where they're 10 for 35 from 3-point land, or 12 for 40, or something, just some ridiculous, insane number. Then they let that other team, and it doesn't matter how good of a team it is or how poor of a team it is, they let that team hang around when they really should take it to the rack, get some free throws, draw some fouls, kind of like they did against Cleveland and like they did last night against New York. If they can do those things and kind of go to plan B, if that three ain't hitting, they're going to be just fine. I don't think, last week I think you and I talked about the Celtics maybe being a little bored, just kind of in cruise control a little bit. I mean, they're 7-3 in their last 10. They beat two of the top teams in the East this past week. Tatum drops a 40 burger on New York last night. I think he had 30 something against Cleveland as well. You get Drew and KP back feeling healthy because they sat out last night because they were sick. And you got exactly last year's team trying to do what they did, and they got all the confidence in the world when they got everybody together. So I still have confidence in my team. It's just when that three ain't hitting, you got Joe Mazzulla and that staff and those players got to find a plan B to get buckets, get easy free, to get free throws, get easy lay-ins, or, like last night, Andy, and I'll let you take over, but the first play of the game, Tatum takes it to the rack and dunks it, very first play of the game, and I went, there we go. That's what I want to see. I want to see being aggressive at the rim, and kind of take no prisoners kind of attitude. Jalen had some dunks last night. They were getting to the rack. Peyton Pritchard, he should be the sixth man of the year. Pritchard he's just instant offense when he gets off the bench. Boston kind of has it going a little bit. I think they're starting to figure things out a little bit and kind of gearing up for that late season push, get ready for the playoffs. Let's get into the playoffs and see what happens. But I think they have a very good shot at trying to run this thing back and go back to back.
Trade deadline has come and gone.
Right.
What team do you think did real well? Or is there a team maybe that you think didn't do as well as they should have? But as we know, like I said, it's come and gone. It was Thursday. We had some huge stuff happen. Luka is a Laker. We talked about that last week a little bit. Chris Middleton no longer in Milwaukee. De'Aaron Fox no longer in Sacramento. There were some like big name people, and obviously it's like after Luka and AD, it didn't seem like all that much. However, There were some guys that moved, and I like some of the moves. I love De'Aaron Fox in San Antonio. I mean, what say you? I think give that till next year, and let's see what happens with those guys. I think they start to blossom, bro. But out of your opinion, who were maybe the winners and who were the losers?
That's a very good question. I did like the Fox move to San Antonio from Sacramento, and I know, it's been widely reported that San Antonio was, Fox's preferred destination. And I was trying to figure out why. Like, I know, obvious answer is to play with Wemby, and you have that inside, you have the inside out thing, but their record isn't very good. And a guy like Fox, you would think would want to go to a contender and try and win a ring, but maybe he sees this long term. Maybe he sees, I'm like, yeah, go down to San Antonio and play for Pops, going to get good coaching, good staff, good organization. And then you got the future face of the league. As your big guy, I think that was a plus for San Antonio and Fox. The one guy, and I will say this, the one guy that I feel bad for with this whole trade thing, the whole trade deadline acquisitions, is Dalton Connect of the Lakers. Like, he gets sent out there to Charlotte for Williams, and Williams comes back to L.A., then the NBA rescinds the trade last night, and Williams goes back to Charlotte. Connect goes back to L.A. Talk about an awkward conversation that someone has to have with Dalton Connect on the Lakers. And be like, hey, you're back here. We traded you. That's got to be really awkward. I know I hear the music, but we can get back to it after the break if you want.
Sounds good to me. All right, we'll take a pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Talking NBA a little bit. Obviously, the trade deadline is come and gone. Lots of deals were made. Some teams improved themselves. We haven't yet addressed the Milwaukee Bucks getting rid of Chris right. Middleton and bringing in Kyle Kuzma. I part of me is sad for Cash. A obviously a huge piece to that puzzle when the Bucks won the chip in 21. But at the end of the day, man, you know, this is a business, and you are trying to better yourself at all times. And you know, the guy's cooked. He doesn't have much left in him. I'm actually really shocked they found a partner for this one. And I appreciate and I applaud everything he did for the Milwaukee Bucks. A great career for the Milwaukee Bucks. Obviously, a very integral piece to that puzzle when we won the chip in 21. I don't think we win the chip without Cash and the way that he was playing, especially because, if you remember correctly, Yanni goes down. And Cash had to carry the Bucks in that series against the Nets for a couple of games. I have mixed emotions, but I also understand, you know, it's a business and we get younger. We get a salary dump. It gets you under the second apron. Like there was a lot of good that came out of that trade. And then obviously you get a player that is also a champion in Kyle Kuzma, as we know, one with the Lakers. So I think he's a guy that'll fit in pretty nicely personally. And I think it does make the Bucks a little bit more formidable in the Eastern Conference. And I do think that, you know, potentially you could be seeing Boston-Milwaukee in that Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think it's going to be an easy route. You know, we talked about Cleveland before. I think Indiana's coming a little bit right now, to be honest with you. They're playing better. I think the trade does help. I think it makes them a little bit more formidable, a little bit more healthy probably as well. So ultimately, I sign off on the trade. I think it was a good move for the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, again, I appreciate and I applaud Cash for everything that he did for the Milwaukee Bucks. But at the end of the day, a business is a business. And when you're trying to get better, sometimes you got to do things that kind of take its toll on everybody around you, but ultimately it was the right move. So in a nutshell, happy and sad all at the same time, if that makes sense, Mike.
No, look, it does make sense. And I don't, there's a little comparison to me with, and you can speak to this better because you pay more attention to the Bucks obviously than I do. But I kind of look at Kuzma as a younger Cash. He's about the same height. They both play the wing. Cash is probably a bit of a better shooter, but they can do lots. They seem like they can do lots of the same types of things you know, like Cash did for the Bucks. I could see Kuzma kind of going into that role and doing that as well. But look, yeah, like a guy that's been on your team, my man, and helped your organization, helped your team win a championship just a few years ago. I'm sure he was beloved in Milwaukee. Like, people really liked him. He looked like he seems like a good guy, a decent human being, and all that kind of stuff. I equate it to when Boston traded Marcus Smart, and they got Porzingis back in the deal. You know, the way that Smart is beloved in Boston, he's still beloved in Boston. He will always be a Celtic to Celtic fans, kind of thing. But sometimes, like you said, you got to do stuff to improve your situation, and sometimes that means you gotta get rid of people that have meant a lot to your organization. And I think that's kind of what maybe you're feeling a little bit with Middleton leaving. But I think you get a younger guy, a champion, like you said, and he'll fit in with Milwaukee just fine. I mean, here's the other deal we haven't talked about yet is Jimmy Butler. Now, Butler's a dub. Andrew Wiggins goes to the Heat. What did you think about that move, man?
Look, man, I don't think it really helps the Golden State Warriors, bro. Let's just keep it real. You know, I know Jimmy played his first game for the Golden State Warriors, and you know, it happened in a losing effort, right? They beat the Bulls, okay? But again, it's the Bulls. You've got to beat the Bulls. And you know, for a long time, they were struggling. Jimmy had good numbers. Like, don't get me wrong. Jimmy scores 25 or something for them. He was a plus 16. You know, it looks good as far as what they were able to accomplish. But honestly, man, do you look at that roster and say, okay, this is a championship roster? And I think anybody in their right mind says hell no. So what does it do? Does it get them into the play-in? Does it get them into the top six? I don't think they're in the top six. I mean, I'm not sure.
I don't know if they make the playoffs.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, so does it get them into the play-in tournament, I guess, is what they're shooting for, right? And then right. You need to think about the offseason and how much you're going to wind up paying this guy, because that was part of this situation as well, where, like, you know, what do you do after the fact? So I don't like that move long term for the Golden State Warriors personally. You know, I think what it does for the Heat, honestly, man, it helps the Heat a little bit. You Andrew Wiggins, you know, you can send him right in there, and you know, you pair him up with Hero and a couple of the other guys. Adebayo, like Bam, and I don't know, man. I think they got themselves a decent piece in Andrew Wiggins. And honestly, if I'm Andrew Wiggins, you know, your name has been out there for trades for like the last couple of years. It was only a matter of frickin' time before he was going to be moved out of Golden State. I mean, he was even mentioned back with Cash for the Milwaukee Bucks like a year and a half ago.
Right.
So he's been a guy that's been on the block for like forever. And you know, like, you know, you were talking about like certain guy, like how I feel about Cash. Well, thinking about Andrew Wiggins, where you know that your name has been in that hopper for so long, and then finally it happens, you know. However, like, the good news is, you know, you're going from San Francisco to Miami, right? Like, those are good moves
right.
In general. Like, San Francisco ain't a bad place to be either. The city by the bay isn't so bad, but then you get to go to South Beach, like so. Ultimately, like the places that he's living, they're pretty slick, okay? I mean, I don't think he minds that, but I do think, you know, he probably really did like the lifestyle there in California. So ultimately, we'll just see how all that plays out. But yeah, I don't like the move as far as thinking, oh, this makes Golden State a championship contender, because I don't see that. I'm sorry. I just don't, especially with a team that's on the outside looking in. And we're talking about being on the outside of the play-in tournament, not the outside of the playoffs, right? So, yeah, they got their work cut out for them. But, you know, I think with what Steph Curry said a couple, you know, weeks ago, I think that they felt that they needed to do something to keep his intrigue and keep his interest there with the Golden State Warriors, right? I mean, we even heard mention of KD going back there and potentially LeBron waiving his no trade from LA after the trade of AD and Luka. I'm sorry, but bro, are you watching the Lakers? I'm watching the Lakers, man. They look pretty freaking good. So all these people talking about, like, hey, they got no defense. They're not going to be as good. I don't know, man. I'm sorry, but I'm watching this Laker team. Austin Reeves has 45. You know, Luka's coming on Monday, and LeBron at frickin' 40 looks like a locomotive, dude. Like, come on, man. I don't know what people are thinking right now, dude. Do you? Because I'm watching this Laker team, and I think they're pretty damn good, Mike Wilson.
No, I absolutely think that the Lakers can do something in the West. I don't know if they can win the West, because OKC is, to me, OKC is the best team in the Western Conference, hands down. Like they're on a different level than Minnesota. They're on a different level than the Lakers. They just got so much talent. SGA is just, you know, he's kicking ass and taking names. He's in the MVP thing. But the Lakers, you can't look past the Lakers. And I forgot to mention Denver. Denver's always, you got the triple-double guy in the middle, Jokic, throwing up just video game numbers almost every year now. But, you know, the Lakers, you can't take them lightly. You can't. They got Luka now. They got a 40-year-old LeBron who looks like he's 33, you know. They're going to be tough. The Lakers are going to be a tough out come playoff time.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
People, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Mike, just so you know, since you don't know what's going on right now, but I do. Good thing someone knows what's going on. We do have our professor of sports, John Poulter, joining us now. And obviously that means we're going to talk NHL hockey, and sometimes, obviously, when applicable, we talk Major League Baseball, but it is also Super Bowl Sunday, so we'll get John's opinion on that, too. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. I hate to be the guy to do this, but holy cow, has our weather been great, John. I can't complain right now. I know Mike can't complain. We just had the Waste Management open, and we had like 80-degree weather. It was beautiful scenery. It was just absolutely unbelievable. So I hate to rub it in and all that stuff, but holy cow, is it nice out here right now.
We are at 25 degrees. It feels like it's 21 Fahrenheit. It's pretty chilly, and there's a snowstorm happening just as I look out my office window. So I guess it's fair to say you wouldn't be prepared to trade with me today.
No, definitely not. We want nothing to do with that nonsense. But we do want to talk some NHL hockey with you. So let's get after it. Again, looking around the league, you know, I check out this Eastern Conference and the Atlantic, and if my memory serves me correctly, things were a little bit different than they are right now, with the Florida Panthers now leading. They've won a couple in a row. They've got a slight lead. I think it's a 3-point lead over Toronto right now. The Lightning are behind them a little bit, and then you have the Ottawa Senators and Detroit Red Wings are kind of making a little bit of a move, which is shocking. The Bruins have lost some steam, it looks like. You go to the Metropolitan, where the Capitals, they continue to play impressively all season long. I really like what I'm seeing with them. But now you got the Hurricanes up there. You got the Devils slipping a little bit. You got the Columbus Blue Jackets there. You know, now you look at the Western Conference, Winnipeg Jets. We've been talking about them all season long, kind of where they're at, and that they're just kicking ass and taking names. It's pretty impressive. I think they've won 8 straight now, so I like what's going on there. The Stars are up there now, looking at them ahead of the Wild, which is kind of, they've been neck and neck all year. And then, you know, slightly behind them, you got the Colorado Avalanche, who, you know, all of those teams are on win streaks right now. So I think that's going to be kind of fun to watch here as things kind of keep going along. And then you go to the Pacific, where the Edmonton Oilers have a tie right now with my Vegas Knights. And I don't like to see that, as we know. But the Kings are right there behind them. And then Vancouver and the Calgary Flames. I think we've had a little bit of a changing of the guard here at the top, John.
Well, we have a little bit. You know, Florida and Toronto have kind of been back and forth most of the season. Florida right now with that 3-point lead that you mentioned. They beat Ottawa badly last night in Florida, while the Maple Leafs went down 2-1 in Vancouver. So that sort of widened that race just a little bit. The Maple Leafs do have the two games in hand. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot, but you've got to win those games. But it's nice to have the opportunity to pick up those extra points. We've talked a lot about Tampa Bay being in third and fourth place, mainly because they played a lot less games than everybody else. They're starting to catch up now. They've only played one less game than Toronto, and they're still 4 points behind the Leafs. So they're starting to play a little bit better hockey. They've been consistent most of the year, but they're starting to win the games that matter. Ottawa and Detroit both making a big push lately. Detroit seemed to be really benefiting from the coaching change they made on Boxing Day. They were floundering at the bottom, second last or two last in the first half of the season, but they've kind of started to play really well now. Boston, we've had a conversation about this a number of times. Boston is playing a lot different type of hockey than we usually see from Boston. I don't think that's going to bode well for the Bruins, because the rest of that division is so tight, I think they're going to have a problem getting in. You talk about the Washington Capitals, you know, here they are with a 9-point lead and two games in hand on the Carolina Hurricanes. I think, you know, enough said about Washington in terms of the quality of hockey we're seeing from them. And here's a little bit of irony for you. Here's a team that we've talked about most of the season being the most consistent team and doing really well. They are one of only two teams in the NHL not to have a player in the Four Nations Faceoff coming up this week. So I think that tells me a couple of things. Number one, the ancestry issue is big, because there's a couple of really good Russian players on that Washington team, one of them called Ovechkin. Russia not playing in that tournament, but I think it also tells us that Washington has been doing this on a team basis as opposed to an individual star basis. Winnipeg, been kicking butt all season, sitting there now with a 9-point lead, 8 in a row, as you mentioned. Top power play in the league, top goals for in the league per game, top goals against in the league on a per-game basis. They're just doing everything right. And that Western Conference has been, the Pacific Division in the Western Conference has been back and forth the last month between Edmonton and the Golden Knights. And the LA Kings, thanks to a really good home record, starting to get back into that race too. So great time to take a two-week break and let some of these guys recharge their batteries, Andy.
Good stuff. Good stuff,
John. Good morning, John. Oh, no. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I'm not going to sit here and brag about our 70. I'm not going to brag about our 75 degree weather we're going to have today. But let me ask you this. Look, by far, Winnipeg is the best team in the National Hockey League. I mean, they got 81 points. Like you said, I believe you said they had the number one power play, the whole thing. In that same division as Colorado, and there were expectations out of Colorado being possibly Stanley Cup finalists, contenders, all that kind of stuff. And Colorado finds himself in fourth place, 13 points behind the division leaders. What's been going on in Colorado where they're not like right behind Winnipeg? Is it been injuries, or is it something else?
It's a couple of things, Mike, and you know, I think they're. Colorado's in a real race with Dallas and Minnesota. I don't think Winnipeg is catchable, but I think Dallas and Minnesota are 100% catchable. They started off the season with goaltending problems. I think they've kind of solved that. They've had some injury problems. You know, obviously, Gabriel Landeskog has not played in two seasons. That's a heck of a good player to be missing. They shook it up a little bit a couple of weeks ago when they traded Rantanen to the Carolina Hurricanes, because they didn't feel they could sign him at the end of the season. So a little bit of a jump start there. But, you know, they're in a tough division. They've had some injuries, and they didn't get good goaltending. And that is not usually a good recipe for success in any sport, in any division, especially one that tough.
Yeah. Good stuff from John Poulter, our professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, let me ask you this, John, because you mentioned the break, okay? So how does that affect guys that maybe needed the break, and then guys that maybe didn't need the break, and teams that maybe need the break, and teams that maybe didn't need, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that affect the rest of the way?
Well, I think it's the old rust versus rest comparison that we talk about so many times in the postseason of any sport. When one team finishes off a series quite quickly and they have to wait around for an opponent, I think it's fair to say that everything here kind of fits into three categories. It fits into teams that are looking to really enjoy the break. It looks at teams that are not at all happy to see the break, and it talks about, and we can talk about teams that are kind of in between. And I think the teams that are really looking to welcome the break will be those that are struggling, and I'm talking about teams like Chicago, San Jose, Seattle, Calgary to some extent, St. Louis to some extent, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. They're going to get the benefit of extra practice time over the next 2 weeks, plus rest some of their star players, plus rest anybody that's injured. They also have the addition of some quality family time, which I think is something that players during the regular season miss a tremendous amount of. If you're looking at teams that are not going to like the break, I think you're looking at teams like Detroit, who have been pushing, as we've talked about, Washington, who've been playing well, as we've talked about, Winnipeg, a lot of things going right in Winnipeg, 8 wins in a row, maybe they don't want to see the break, and Dallas is picking up pace in a tough competitive division. But I think the team that's going to be affected the most by all of this is probably the Florida Panthers, because the Florida Panthers are sending 8 players to the Four Nations face-off, so close to a third of their roster. And when you look at the way that this is going to shape up, it's going to add 3 or 4 games to an already busy season for those 8 players. Hopefully Florida goes deep in the playoffs, at least from their standpoint, so that's going to put more pressure on those guys. And because we're missing 2 weeks of the regular season, that's going to condense the regular season even more. So it's going to put a big strain on those guys that are going to the Four Nations. And as I mentioned, 8 guys from Florida are going, 4 to the Finnish team, 1 to Sweden, 1 to the USA, and 2 to the Canadian team. So they may be the team that pays the biggest price out of all of this.
All right, just a couple minutes left here, John, and I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you maybe what you think about the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 59, obviously the Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs playing, Chiefs looking to three-peat, something that just doesn't happen in the NFL. And then you have the Eagles, who've been there 2 of the last 3 years and have an opportunity to obviously get Jalen Hurts a Super Bowl ring, and Saquon Barkley, him being that addition to the Philadelphia Eagles this year. You're going to watch the game, and do you have a thought about maybe who might win this game?
Yeah, I'm hoping to catch most of the game. I have a curling game later this afternoon, so I'm hoping to be home in time to see most of the game. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm guessing it's going to be decided by a mistake somewhere along those lines. I mean, 2 good teams, 2 good quarterbacks, Kansas City trying to do something that hasn't been done since, you're going to correct me on this with the years, but I think it's the Packers in 64, 5, and 6 won 3 consecutive championships, one of those being pre-Super Bowl, so maybe that does or doesn't count. I think we're looking at a game that's going to be close. Kansas City, I think, is probably a favorite simply because they've been there more recently and they've had a pretty good season, but I looked at the games that Kansas City has won. They've won an awful lot of close games, a lot of games that are won by less than 1 score. So does that mean that they're just playing well enough to win, turning it on, turning it off, or does it mean that they've been in several fights for their lives and they've been lucky to escape them, and maybe a team as strong as Philadelphia might put them in that position? So I'm guessing that it's going to be a close game. I hope it's going to be a close game. I'm looking at Kansas City by maybe 4 points, 5 points, something like that, simply because of the way they've played in close games this season.
You know, I like that analysis, and it's something that I've kind of said myself all year long, is that, you know, good teams find ways to win, and that's exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs have done all season long, John. Appreciate you. We'll catch you next week, my friend. Sorry about the time change, but we actually got a few more minutes to talk this way, so it wasn't so bad.
Sounds good, guys. We'll talk next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports. We talk NHL hockey and Major League Baseball, but as you just heard, has a little insight on NFL football as well. Keep it close, everybody. Hour one is in the books just about. That means hour two all about the NFL, but we will have a little bit of a last-second thought here for hour number one. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Obviously, hour number two is going to be dedicated to Super Bowl 59, the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a rematch of a couple of years ago. Score was 38-35 back then. I do anticipate, like John, another really good close football game. But anything you want to get off your chest, man, before we get out of this hour? Obviously, we talked a little bit about NBA hoops, maybe a little mention of Phoenix, the Waste Management Open, better known as the Phoenix Open. Anything you need to get off your mind, brother?
What I have to get off my mind is just tip your cap, raise a glass to Hubie Brown. He's calling his last game today. He's 91 or 92 years old. And if you are my age or Andy's age, you know who Hubie Brown is and what he's meant to the NBA and his long career as an analyst, the GM, coach, all that kind of stuff. So tip of the cap to Hubie finally walking away at the grand old age of 91, 92. Much appreciative of what he did for the NBA.
You know, since you made mention of that, brother, kind of special and near and dear, actually, to the Dorf man's heart, because if you have any clue or remember where Hubie started his career, and he made his first broadcast debut was a Milwaukee Bucks game, and rightfully so, Guess how he's going out today, my friend? Calling a Milwaukee Bucks game, dude. So certain things mean certain things to people, and I think it's pretty special to see that Hubie Brown, after all these years, still remembers where he got his start, man. And it was calling a Milwaukee Bucks game. So thank you, Hubie. I do love you, man. I really do. I got to take a break. Hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's all about Super Bowl 59, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The Super Bowl is just days away as the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles get ready to face off in New Orleans at the Caesars Superdome. However, NFL news does not stop there as the best of the best in the league gathered for the NFL honors. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen clinched his first MVP and made history by becoming the third player to receive it, despite not being named first team All-Pro since the award was first given in 1957. A controversial MVP after Allen received 27 first place MVP votes, Lamar Jackson was right behind with 23. Other NFL honor recipients include Kevin O'Connell for the Minnesota Vikings. He wins Coach of the Year. Los Angeles Rams edge Jared Verse wins Defensive Rookie of the Year. Joe Burrow, quarterback for the Bengals, wins Comeback Player of the Year. Running back Saquon Barkley rushed all the way to clinch his Offensive Player of the Year honor. On the other side of the ball, Pat Surtain clinches Defensive Player of the Year. After setting one record after another as a rookie, Jaden Daniels wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. And Assistant Coach of the Year goes to Ben Johnson as the Offensive Coordinator for the Detroit Lions. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's here, the most watched, hyped, and wagered event in the USA, the Super Bowl. If you're a season-long football handicapper that can break even most times, it should be treated just as another game. But most players toss their money at it anyway, even though there's very little value in betting it. To back that statement up, the Las Vegas sportsbooks have made a profit in 32 of the last 34 Super Bowls. I enter this final weekend of the football season with a combined pro college record of 25-13-3 against the spread. Let's try for an even two-thirds win percentage and let's play Super Bowl 59. There is no doubt where the better coach and better quarterback resides Sunday, while there is also no question which team has the better rushing attack and better defense, especially against the rush. In a huge game, I'm going with the latter most every time. Saquon Barkley saved Nick Sirianni's job back in September when the Eagles were 2-2 and treading water. Barkley rushed for 2,000 and 65 yards and had 278 receiving yards for a total of 2,283 yards from scrimmage, earning him the Associated Press Offensive Player of the Year award. Super Bowl 59 is about the coaches, and there may not be a better tactician ever than Andy Reid, and his record off a bye week is downright scary at 34-7. The most fascinating coaching matchup, though, is of the defensive coordinators. Steve Spagnuolo was the reason I picked Kansas City in this matchup 2 years ago on these airwaves, and he will match wits with Eagles defensive guru Vic Fangio. While I still think Spagnuolo is the best in the business, the reason I'm picking the Eagles is I look at Super Bowl 57 and what Philadelphia was missing and subsequently added to improve to this point, and I think between Barkley, Fangio, and other puzzle pieces acquired, they can trade punches with Kansas City and avenge the narrow Super Bowl loss of 2 years ago. I'm taking the Eagles plus the 1.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning! The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and it's a special Sunday, baby, because it only happens once a year. It's Super Bowl Sunday, baby. 59 times, babe. Wow, unbelievable. 59 Super Bowls. Kansas City Chiefs going for the three-peat. Philadelphia Eagles, second time in 3 years that they've been to this game. A rematch like nobody can believe. We got Saquon Field now for the Eagles. We got Patty Melt for the Chiefs. We got Andy Reid. Oh, man, Mike Wilson. What a day, brother.
It is the day, man. It is the last day for football, so I think after this, you and I kind of go into a little bit of what are we doing, but it is the last day. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl, so let's get to it, man.
No, I agree, man. I think you know, the Eagles may have a little bit of payback on their mind to a certain degree because they lost 38-35 the last two times, the last time these two teams met in the Super Bowl. And then obviously, man, going for that three-peat, there's just something so special about that in sports, as we know. Keep it close, everybody. An hour of all NFL Super Bowl 59 talk. Keep right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back. Keep it close.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago. And it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through this journey. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. Super Bowl 59, man. It's upon us. Like you said, the last game, the last football game of the year. And you know what, man? I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention this. It's a beautiful sight to see, by the way. Randy Moss back on the set for Countdown. I can't be more happy. I can't be more excited for him. And he looks great, by the way. He looks fantastic. So kudos to Randy and obviously the doctors for helping him to get to where he is right now. And obviously it's going to be a fight forever, but ultimately I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it. It's a beautiful sight to see Randy Moss on television today. So very happy for that, Mike.
Yeah, no, I am happy too. Like, look, for guys like you and me, Moss is right up there as possibly you can make the argument he's the GOAT of wide receivers. I think you and I are maybe a little more Jerry Rice kind of guys in terms of GOAT, but Moss is right there. He's done very well for himself on TV. He's gotten better every year, and you hated to see what he had to deal with, but you know, life throws you curveballs, and it's just a matter of how you handle the pitch and how you handle life that'll dictate, you know, how you do moving forward. And he's done magnificently, and it's great to see him back, back on the screen, back on the small screen on TV on NFL Countdown. So I got nothing but love for Randy Moss. But I do have some questions for you,
Andy. Yeah, I do too. I got some questions. Definitely. Let's go back and forth a little bit. And before we actually talk about the game, I'm just curious. Did you watch the NFL honors? You know, the NFL honors. Did you check that out? I thought Snoop did an unbelievable job of hosting that, man. So I don't know if you happened to check out that night or not, but I thought he was funny. I thought he was quick. I thought he was witty. I absolutely loved watching Snoop the other night for the NFL honors and all the awards, and Josh Allen getting the MVP, Saquon Barkley getting the Offensive Player of the Year, and obviously our boy Jaden Daniels getting the Rookie Offensive Player of the Year. I think they nailed it. I mean,
they got
it
right.
Think they nailed it. What say you?
Oh, I absolutely do think that they nailed it. It was great to see Jaden Daniels up there getting that award. And you know, when he left ASU, you and I both know there was a lot of controversy with that. His teammates weren't happy. The coaches probably weren't too happy with it, but he did what was best for him, and we all understand that now. Heisman Trophy, Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL. He's setting himself up to have a great NFL career. It's just, you know, you got to turn into a grinder. You got to watch film. You got to build upon what you did your rookie year, and there's expectations for the first time in, I don't know, forever in Washington in terms of their football team doing something special for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty solid event. I thought they did a fantastic job. Snoop was amazing. I think they nailed it with how they gave the awards out. The one that kind of shocked me was the defensive player. I would have figured it was going to be one of those defensive linemen, but they wound up giving it to like a safety or a corner. So I was a little shocked on that one. But other than that, man, I really, really thought it was absolutely fantastic. Great show. Great energy. Great atmosphere. It was awesome. They did a great job. All right, bro. So fire away. You got some questions for me? Go ahead. I'm ready. I'm ready for a little Q&A.
Okay. It doesn't have anything to do with the Super Bowl, these two questions, but I just saw that Deebo Samuel, the San Francisco 49ers, has requested a trade.
Yep.
49ers have given him permission to find a trading partner. What are your thoughts with Deebo leaving San Francisco?
You know what? That guy is a special player, dude. And I think that what's going on there in San Francisco is it's a culmination of like having to do so many things because other guys were unable to do their job. And I think that Deebo Samuel, in a way, has taken the brunt of that there in San Francisco. I mean, think about how versatile that guy is, man. You know, you line him up anywhere as far as it goes as a wide receiver, but you also put this guy in the backfield here and there. You also had this guy returning punts, things like that. Like, he is so versatile, and I think that the pounding that he had to take there in San Francisco is probably more the reason why he wants out than anything, Mike. And then maybe also he can maybe see the writing on the wall a little bit, that they've got a lot of They have more questions than answers there moving forward. So I think him wanting to get out of there, it tells me that, you know, San Francisco may be going through some hard times here in the next couple few years because they've got a lot of guys to pay, number one. But number two, he's had to step up in roles for other guys because they were unable to perform that role. So I think it's a lot of disgust. I think it's a lot of anger. And I think it's a lot of frustration that's coming in with this for Debo. What say you?
No, I'm thinking the same thing. You're running out. Well, you have too many guys you got to pay. And we all know that this is something that happens in the NFL a lot. You have a lot of success. You have a young quarterback who's on a rookie contract, and he's performed much better than that rookie contract. He's going to get paid. We all know quarterbacks get the money, get the big dollars, and it's obvious that they're not going to be able to afford that whole offensive, you know, all those guys on offense and be able to pay them without going way over the cap. And right. We all know the NFL is a fairly hard cap with its team. So this doesn't shock me, but at the same time, you're like, wow, Debo Samuel, not in San Francisco. Nothing my mind's blown. But we've got so accustomed to him being there, and just like you said, how versatile he is. Put him in the slot, put him out wide, put him in the backfield, return punch, return kicks. Like, you know, the guy's a Swiss Army knife. Like, he can do everything. You know, so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and where they move him to. I would think they would want to move him to an AFC team. And go from there, so they don't have a chance to see him all that much and have that, you know, have his talent come back and bite them in the backside, you know, on a fairly consistent basis. But it's going to be interesting. And the other question is, you know, we got the finalists for the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning did not make it. Should Eli have made it on his first try, or is he going to be one of those, you know, in his second, third, fourth year, he makes it kind of guys?
You know, it's an interesting question because obviously he has the two Super Bowl rings. And one of them, he beat Brady, who we think of as the GOAT. And I hear the music. So, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of let this thing marinate a little bit through the break, and I'll give you my thought as we come back from the other side. But you're going to be interested to hear what I have to say, because no, I don't think he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer, to be honest with you. So let's take a pause and I'll give you my reasoning on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through. Get at us if you like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro, you asked me a question kind of as we were going to the break about Eli Manning and talking about the Hall of Fame picks and the first ballot Hall of Famers and this and that and the other and blah, 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 blah. Look, man, and I abruptly said, no, I don't think he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer, even though he does have the Super Bowl, two Super Bowl rings, one of them beating the GOAT, Tom Brady, as we know. And I'm going to just give you this as my answer and my reasoning. You know, he threw for 57,000 yards, a little bit over for his career. He threw 366 touchdowns, but this is the reason why I can't look at this guy as a first ballot Hall of Famer is because with the 366 touchdowns that he threw, he also managed to throw 244 interceptions. So when Eli was bad, Eli was really bad. And I think that that's kind of how I remember his career, more so than like going, wow, this guy was a two-time Super Bowl champ. Yeah, he was. I mean, and we all know it. But we also know how many interceptions this guy threw and how many bad years there were with him and the Giants, right? So I think that alone makes it very difficult for him to have been selected as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Do I think he'll eventually get in? Yeah, I do, because, you know, how are we measured at the end of the day? We're measured by how many chips we get, and you can't take away the two that he got. But you can take away that he also threw a lot of interceptions and that he also had a lot of bad years when he wasn't winning a Super Bowl. So I don't feel bad for Eli Manning, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I'm right there with you in terms of him not getting in, but him eventually getting in. And when you take a look at, you know, next year, well, the possibilities for him getting in, but you take a look at the 2026 class, it's going to, you know, there's people like Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, Frank Gore, Philip Rivers, that are eligible next year to get in. And that's some pretty stiff competition to get to the final vote and to get in with all those players. So it'll be interesting to see when he gets in, but I think eventually down the road he does. If I remember right, Andy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, he didn't miss a game in his NFL career because of injury, right? Like he had some weird streak where he just didn't miss a game because of injury during his 16-year career. Is that right? Does that sound about right?
Sounds relatively correct. Look, to be able to be out there week in and week out, bro, you and I both know how difficult that is. It's pretty remarkable to be able to be out there every single week if you can. And especially with the way the analytics are these days, right? Like it just, it's pretty incredible and pretty amazing. All right, man, let's shift gears. We got about a half hour left. I want to break this thing down as best as we can in the time that we have left. Kansas City playing the Eagles. It's a rematch of a couple of years ago. We've mentioned that several times. The first time around, 38-35. I think it was like a game-winning field goal. Just, you know, obviously a great game. I anticipate another fantastic game. And I also am expecting some points to be scored in this game. You know, when you look at the playmakers that they have out there on the field today between Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts, you know, Devontae Smith, I'm wondering how healthy he is, to be honest with you. Been a little limited throughout the week with practice and all that stuff with that hamstring, but they Goddard, their tight end. I mean, they've got weapons. Their offensive line is tough. Their defensive line is tough. Then you flip it around and you look at that Kansas City Chiefs team that, you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, Mike, and I'm looking at their wide receiver core, you know, and, you know, you got Xavier Worthy, right. You've got Pacheco, who they can bring out of the backfield a little bit. They've got Kareem Hunt, who's running the ball. They've obviously got Travis Kelce. They've got other Marquise Brown. Like, I almost feel like that their wide receiver core is getting a little disrespected, if you ask me. And I think, you know, what we saw from them the last couple few games throughout the playoffs was that Patrick Mahomes felt comfortable throwing the ball to other guys besides Travis Kelce, right? And I think that Xavier Worthy could have a really, really big day when you think about the dynamics of what these two teams look like a couple of years ago. He's the difference, right? Like, he wasn't there. He's a rookie. And how do you game plan for this guy that has been extremely good for Patty Melt all season long? And then you throw in Marquise Brown, who got into the act a little bit, you know, and Travis Kelce, we know, bro, it's the Super Bowl, man. Like, the stars shine in the Super Bowl. And I just think that wide receiver core that he has, it's better than people think it is. Am I on to something or am I crazy?
Well, look, anybody that's been around you knows you're crazy, but you're on to something as well. Two things can be true here with you, Andy Dorf. But that's a different conversation for a different day. So, you know, as far as, you know, Kansas City's wide receivers being slightly disrespected, I can see why you would say that. But at the same time, I'm sitting there going, they just don't have as big of names outside of Kelsey as do Devontae Smith, AJ Brown, you know, all Saquon, you know, all those guys. But it, they may not have as big of names, but they're just as deadly. Like they can make your defense look really, really stupid, really, really quick. And so I do think, like you, that these receivers, this receiving core of Kansas City is gonna make their presence felt. You take a look at the two records by the two teams, they're separated by a game. You know, it's what, Philly's 14-3 and Kansas City's 15-2. The spread on this game is -1 in terms of Kansas City. You know, so people who know and set these kind of lines and all that kind of stuff, they also think this is going to be a good game. This is going to be a tight game. You know, I kind of agree with John Poulter that who we had on earlier was, you know, this is going to come down to a turnover, a play down the stretch sometime. That's going to make a difference, and I'm right there with them. You know, and close championship games often come down to who's turning the ball over and who's not. And I don't know, Andy, and this would be another question I have for you: which team do you feel has the propensity to turn the ball over more? Like I don't look at either one of these teams as being, you know, two teams that are just, they're going to be fumbling it everywhere and guys, you know, Hurts and Mahomes throwing picks. Like, I don't see it. Like, something's funky. This has that feel of some kind of funky kind of turnover, or an onside kick or a fake kick, fake punt that changes momentum and gets the team down there to score and possibly win the game. It, like, there's a ton of possibilities of how this could go. That is certainly one of them.
Lots of sure-handed guys. I hear what you're saying. You know, right. Saquon, yeah. Barkley, not a lot of turnovers, not a lot of fumbles from him. Same thing for Pacheco or Kareem Hunt. You know, Patty Melt did have a turnover against Buffalo, but I think that was one of those rare occasions. But, you know, I'm under the impression that when you look at this game today, you're going to see some amazing offensive plays. You know, Saquon Barkley has breakaway speed every single time he touches the ball. Same with AJ Brown. Same with Hollywood Brown. You know, like there's so many playmakers out there on the field today that I think it's going to be hard to stop. So I'm looking for a lot of good plays from both teams. I hear the music. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue dissecting Super Bowl 59, Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you hear that?
That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, we've got 20 minutes until you and I are done, and then we've got like 4.5, 5.5 hours, whatever the heck it is, before the big game actually gets going. But we are dissecting things here a little bit and going through what you and I think may or may not happen in today's game. What does Saquon Barkley need to do to have the Philadelphia Eagles win this game today, Mike? Like, what kind of numbers does he need to have, in your opinion?
125 yards. Like, he needs to be over 100 yards. He needs to be able to be part of that, keeping the Kansas City defense off balance. And you know, look, if he, you know, the game that he had, you know, in the NFC Championship game, if he has something close to that, Philly wins this game. Kind of going away a little bit if they're going to let Saquon kind of get off like that. But you know, on the flip side of that, Kansas City, I'm sure defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo is going to have something, you know, pretty funky in terms of keeping wraps. Keep him under wraps. If he gets off and he gets going, it's going to be a long, long freaking day for Kansas City, and people won't see the three-peat, and they'll burn the house down in Philly for winning the Super Bowl. But they got to keep Saquon under wraps today for sure.
Look, we know how important Saquon is to Jalen Hurts and his ability to throw the ball. So that's kind of my next question for you. What type of game does Jalen Hurts need to manufacture in order for Philadelphia to come out of this thing on top?
Good question. I've thought about that a lot this week. I'm like, what does Jalen, you know, like your question said, what does Jalen have to do? If Jalen's up around at 250 to 300 yards in terms of throwing offense and passing, Philly's going to have a great chance. If he's throwing picks, if he's turning the ball over, fumbling it, whatever, I mean, obviously things are not going to go so well. But I think he needs to have a solid game. And I'm sure Spags is going to have something in mind for him, because he can throw the ball. You know, Hurts can throw the ball just fine. He can also hurt you with your legs. So if you let Hurts kind of get out and about and make some plays with his legs, or kind of get him outside of containment, then he's going to be able to get the ball to playmakers, and then you're off to the races if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, it's just like Mahomes. If Mahomes gets loose, he can run, and he can make plays with his arm on the run, outside the pocket. Like, both defensive coordinators, I'm not sure how much they probably slept last night, you know, before the sporting rolled around, but I'm sure they've had some sleepless nights trying to figure out how they're going to contain each one of these offenses. And I'm with you. I think there's points being scored today as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of amazed and shocked, you know, at that number. When you think about the number when these two teams played before, I don't know. I think right. Their offenses are a little bit more explosive than they were back then. But what do I know? Okay, so we've talked a little bit about Saquon Barkley, and I'm right there with you. I think they're going to have some special packages for Saquon. I think you'll see them load the box a lot, but I also think I'll see them kind of try to fool them with loading the box and almost wanting to force Jalen into passing the ball. So I'm looking for some tight man coverage on the wide receivers and making him have to make quick decisions. That's what I'm going to be looking for from the Kansas City point of view, from their defense. I think Dallas Goedert is going to have to be big in this game. I really do. I think he's going to have to use his tight end and his abilities. I think both these tight ends have the capability to have a huge game today. But I also think that if Devontae Smith isn't able to help free up A.J. Brown a little bit, but by creating some space with those defenders, I think that's something potentially to watch. And maybe a third option or fourth option is going to have to step up for the Philadelphia Eagles in that case. And I think the Kansas City Chiefs defense, you know, all year long, very, very solid, you know, just played extremely well. They held the Texans to 14 points. I know they gave up to 29 and Josh Allen, but you know, I think that when points are scored is also somewhat significant. You know, if you let more points happen in the first half than you do the second half, that there's something to be said about that. I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see this chess match of how Spags goes about slowing down the Philadelphia Eagles offense that we saw put up 55 points against, you know, Washington the other day. So, all right, let's take a little look at the other side of the ball, okay? Patrick Mahomes, you mentioned a little bit about how dynamic this guy was, with how he can beat you with his legs as well as his arm. What kind of day does Patty Melt need to have, in your opinion? Does he need to throw for three touchdowns today for them to win, or two touchdowns and maybe him running one in? Like, what's the number that you see fit for Patrick Mahomes to have today in order for the Kansas City Chiefs to have success?
Look, the same number that I threw up from Jalen Hurts. For Mahomes to have, you know, he's going to try and get everybody involved in terms of his receivers and get everybody the ball and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, who's his go?
I don't know. I'm not sure who your go-to is right now because you're fading in and out on me so much. So hopefully we'll get Mike back in just a moment. But I'm gonna run with it for a quick second. And I understand what he's saying. Look, at the end of the day, you know, you look at the offense that Patrick Mahomes has, and he's divvied it up extremely well. And you know, D-Hop. Marquise Brown, like he has so many great options for him to go to, and it's going to be about getting those guys out in the space that they need in order to make them successful today in the biggest game.
If you'd like to make a call, obviously, please hang up and try again.
Well, let's try to lose that.
Hang up and then dial your operator.
And then we'll get Mike back up here as soon as possible. But
if you'd like
again,
to make a call, please hang up and try
Super
again.
Bowl here.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Hey, Robert, if you could lose that call.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang
back.
Up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Well, that's something I can't do. I don't need to dial the operator because I'm already hooked in. We'll get Mike back in just a moment. Again, talking Super Bowl 59, Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles, looking for that three-peat from the Kansas City Chiefs, and obviously the Eagles looking to stop that three-peat and get themselves a Super Bowl that they maybe thought they could have had a couple of years ago when they lost to this same team, the Kansas City Chiefs. not sure if we've got Mike back or not, but we will get him back in just a moment. You know, you look at a lot of this, and a lot of this really, to me, boils down to who's going to make plays and who doesn't make a play. And we did talk about special teams, and we talked about maybe a potential turnover. Sure, I think that's all well and good. I really do. And we do have Mike Wilson back, so good to have you back, man. You know, I asked you before you got cut off with me, how will Patrick Mahomes be successful in this game? So lay it out there for me. What's the path for Patrick Mahomes to be successful? And I think you were mentioning something about potentially him not really having necessarily a go-to guy, but he does. That's Travis Kelce. Go ahead, man.
Right, right. And that's what I was about to get at before the Scorpion took the line. But I see the number being the same kind of number for Hurts. Like I said, about 250 yards, a couple touchdowns, that kind of thing. I think Mahomes has to have that kind of I think also it's going to come down to Mahomes making some plays with his feet, and we know how dangerous he can be with his feet. You think he got him cornered, and then he slips through, and he turns a 7-yard gain into a 15-20 yard gain, and he moves the chains, and the drive stays alive. That kind of stuff. I think we're going to see some of that, the Mahomes magic again. With it, but I do think in terms of yards and touchdowns, what I said with Jalen Hurts is the same thing that I'll say with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean it's really hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. You know, you look at the body of work that this kid has already shown us. The one thing I'm going to be very interested to see today is how the tush push plays into this game and how many times it plays into this game, or the brotherly push, whatever they want to call that dang thing. It's basically an unstoppable play if you need to get yourself a yard or so. So I'm curious to see how goal line stuff is today with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, right. We talk about in between the trenches, how important that is. I think both these defensive lines have the ability to really control the game. I think both the offensive lines have the ability to control the game. I really do think this game comes down to a play or two or three, potentially, maybe a bad call, maybe a weird pass interference play, maybe a blocked extra point, maybe a blocked field goal, right? Like, we've seen the Chiefs do that a couple right. few times this year. So I think what I'm trying to tell you, man, expect the unexpected. Is that fair?
Oh, it's absolutely fair, you know, and at least you weren't saying, you know, for the refs to help the Chiefs out and rig the whole thing, right? Like, I would, I know you wouldn't say anything like that, because that's just stupid. I think it's gonna, come down to a funky play, or a few of them, like you said.
Yeah. All right. So we're at the point, man. We got less than a minute left in the segment. What does Mike Wilson think happens in this game? Give me your score. Give me your winner.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's going to be 41-35, 41-38 type of game, but I think Philly does get it done.
I'm going to go the other way. I got Kansas City winning, and I'm going to say something like 35-30 in another epic Super Bowl 59 for the two teams. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today. I want to give you a really, really interesting stat before you and I do our parting shots, Mike Wilson. And it has to do with Saquon Barkley. Spags has not given up 100 yards rushing to anybody in 18 postseason games. So I think that that's a huge thing today, containing Saquon Barkley, and that potentially to me is what will wind up being the difference maker for either the Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs. 18 games, not allowing somebody 100 yards. It's absolutely crazy and insane. All right, brother, parting shot time. You're up.
That is a crazy stat. I will second that. Look, everybody, just enjoy the game. Get your nachos ready. Get the grills fired up. Get whatever beverages you're gonna partake in or anything else today. And just enjoy what is probably going to be a great Super Bowl with family or friends or, you know, whatever. But just enjoy the game and have a good time with it. And remember, it's just a game. It's not exactly life.
Yeah, I'm grilling out chicken and lamb, and we're going to have a couple people over and enjoy the game. If you want to come over, brother, you're more than welcome, obviously. But I'm sure you got some plans out there on your beautiful patio yourself. Look, man, my parting shot is this. We've come to the last game. I mean, this is it. This is the pinnacle of the NFL right here. The Chiefs and the Eagles are the last two teams standing. And whether you love them or hate them, this is who we got. We've got the best of the best, man. It's Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, it's Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, and all these guys, Travis Kelce. Come on, man. Enjoy the day. Have fun. And let's go Chiefs, because that's who I'm going with. For Mike Wilson and Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace, and as well as John Poulter. Have a great day, everybody. We'll catch you next week right here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great Sunday. Go Super Bowl Sunday 59, baby.
Gentlemen, concludes our show. Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.